This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with Hurricane Ernesto, the damage it's done and where it's going now. The AP's Donna Warder.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 640,000 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water because of the power outages.
Se ha identificado.
Ernesto Morales of the Puerto Rico National Weather Service says they've identified 222 structures that were damaged, but they haven't found any catastrophic situations so far that will be hard to repair. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda and is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size. As the system moves further north, we're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is.
And Kelly says the storm is expected to reach Bermuda on Saturday.
Russia is sending another American to prison. The AP's Karen Shamas.
U.S.-Russian dual national Xenia Kavana has been convicted and sentenced to 12 years in a Russian prison for allegedly raising money for the Ukrainian military. Kavana, whom Russian authorities identify by her maiden name of Karolina, was arrested in Yekaterinburg in February. News reports said she pleaded guilty in her closed trial last week. Kavana reportedly obtained U.S. citizenship after marrying an American and moving to Los Angeles. She had returned to Russia to visit her family. I'm Karen Shamas.
The AP has seen satellite images that show a Ukrainian drone attack on Russian air bases. The attack damaged at least two hangars in other areas. The images taken yesterday. More than 40,000 Palestinians have now died in the war in Gaza, say local health authorities. This is AP News. Here's some good news for your pocketbook.
Annual inflation in the U.S. last month hit its lowest level in more than 3 years, setting the stage for the Federal Reserve to start cutting its key interest rate next month. Consumer prices rose 2.9% in July when measured from a year earlier. That's the smallest gain since March 2001, and another sign the worst price spike in four decades is fading. Asked if the U.S. has finally beaten inflation.
Yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working.
But hours after President Biden spoke.
No victory laps.
Jared Bernstein, his top economic advisor.
While the trend is our friend, our work is far from done.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Grocery prices, for instance, are up 21% since inflation started to surge more than 3 years ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.